Alright, let's build a drum bus for that smoky warehouse jungle and old school DNB vibe in Ableton Live 12. If you want your track to feel gritty, late night, and alive, the drum bus is one of the fastest places to shape that energy. This is the group channel where your kick, snare, break chops, hats, and percussion all come together before they hit the master. And in jungle and DNB, the drum bus is not just about making things louder. It's about making the drums feel glued, dusty, punchy, and like they all belong in the same room. The big beginner mistake is to start throwing effects on every drum individually before the balance is even right. So first, keep it simple. Group all your drum elements into one track and call it drum bus. Put your kick, snare, break loop or break chops, hats, and percussion in there. Keep your bass line separate for now. That separation matters a lot in DNB, because the drums and bass need to work like one machine, but they also need their own space. If you process them together too early, you'll lose control fast. Before any effects, get the raw balance sounding decent. Make sure the kick is solid and audible, the snare has a little more presence than the kick, and the break chops and hats are supporting the groove instead of taking over. You do not need perfection yet. Just get it feeling musical. A good beginner target is to leave the drum bus peaking somewhere around minus 10 to minus 6 dB before the master chain. That gives you headroom for saturation, compression, and the bass line that's coming later. Now let's clean the bus a little. Add EQ 8 first. Use it gently. You're not carving the drums to death. You're just clearing space so the later processing sounds intentional. High pass very low, around 20 to 30 Hz, just to remove sub-rumble. If the bus feels boxy or cloudy, make a small cut somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. And if the hats or break tops are stabbing too hard, ease off a little in the 4 to 8 kHz area. Keep the moves small. Think 1 to 3 dB, not huge surgical cuts. If the drums suddenly feel thin, you've gone too far. Next, add drum bus. This is one of the best stock Ableton devices for drum group shaping, especially for DNB. It can give you weight, punch, and that smoky dusty character really quickly. Start subtle. Try drive around 5 to 15%. Add a little crunch. Maybe 5 to 20% if you want more grit. Use boom carefully if the kick needs more body, but don't let it take over the low end. A tiny bit of transience can help the snare and kick hit harder. And use damp to keep the top end from getting harsh or brittle. A really important tip here, if the drums get smaller when you add drum bus, back off the drive or crunch and level match the output. A lot of beginners think something sounds better just because it's louder. Don't fall for that. Match the volume so you can actually hear what the processing is doing. For jungle breaks, a little crunch can be magic. It brings out that smoked out tape energy. But the goal is still groove and life, not destroyed distortion. You want the break to feel like it has texture and pressure, not like it's been flattened into noise. Now add a glue compressor after that, or sometimes before it if you want to experiment later. For now, keep it simple. A ratio of 2 to 1 is a great start. Set the attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient can still punch through. Use auto release if you want it to breathe naturally, or a faster release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds if the groove needs a bit more snap. Adjust the threshold until you're getting maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loud hits. That's the key word here, glue, not squash. If the compressor is pumping too hard or the shuffle feels flatter, ease up. Old school jungle energy often lives in the little imperfections, the swing, the edge. You want the bus to hold everything together, not iron all the life out of it. After compression, use utility to keep the low end under control. This is where you make sure the drums stay centered and mono-friendly down low. If your drum bus feels too wide, narrow it a little. If the low end feels unfocused, use bass mono. In DNB, you usually want the core kick and snare impact right in the center, while width comes more from top layers, room texture, and effects. That center focus helps the bass line sit underneath, without the whole mix getting weak. Now play the drums with the bass line. This part is huge. Do not judge the drum bus in solo only. A drum chain can sound amazing by itself and then fall apart the second the res or sub enters. Listen to the relationship. Does the bass line still have room? Can you clearly feel the kick and snare? Does the groove still bounce when both are playing together? If the bass disappears, reduce boom, ease the compression, or trim some low-mid buildup. If the drums feel too soft, bring the snare forward a little or add a touch more drum bus drive. For that smoky warehouse depth, use reverb on a return track rather than drowning the main drum bus. Keep it dark, short decay, low cut, and a high cut that takes the shine off. Send mainly the snare, tops, and occasional break accents into it. Leave the kick mostly dry. That gives you atmosphere without losing impact. It's one of the classic DNB tricks. Dry enough for punch, wet enough for mood. Now for the fun part. Movement. Your drum bus should not stay frozen across the whole track. Automate a few small things. You could push drum bus drive up slightly before the drop. Darken the top end a bit in the breakdown. Widen things just a touch in a buildup. Then pull everything back to center for the drop. Tiny changes make a big difference in DNB. You're creating tension and release, not doing massive effect swells. Think of the track in sections. Maybe the intro is darker and narrower. Then the break and bass enter. Then the drop hits with the full drum bus weight. Then a switch-up happens with a dirtier edge or a small fill. Then a breakdown pulls the energy back and leaves more atmosphere. That kind of movement makes the arrangement feel like a real record, not just an 8-bar loop repeating forever. Here's a really useful beginner workflow tip. Save the chain once it works. Make two versions if you want. One cleaner, one darker. You might have a cleaner jungle bus with less crunch and gentler compression, and a darker warehouse bus with a little more drive, a bit more mid-range thickness, and slightly stronger glue. This saves a ton of time later, and in DNB, speed matters. The quicker your starting point, the more time you have for writing breaks, bass lines, and arrangement ideas. A few common mistakes to avoid. Do not overcompress the bus. Do not oversaturate it until the kick loses punch and the hats turn harsh. Do not widen the whole drum bus, especially not the low end. Do not cut too much low end with EQ. And do not process everything before the basic balance sounds right. Effects should improve the mix, not rescue a bad one. One more pro tip. Leave a little roughness. That's part of the old school jungle character. Slightly uneven hits break texture, a bit of dust around the edges. That's not a flaw, that's vibe. If you want to go further later, you can try a parallel dirt lane by duplicating the drum group and processing the copy more aggressively, then blending it quietly underneath. Or you can keep the main bus fairly clean and put more crack and bite on a parallel chain. You can also resample the drum bus once it feels good, then chop or reverse it for fills and transitions. That's a very jungle way to work, and it often leads to more interesting results than endless tweaking. So let's recap the basic recipe. Group the drums first. Get the raw balance right. Clean up the mud with EQ8. Add controlled grit with drum bus. Glue it lightly with glue compressor. Keep the low end centered with utility. Use return reverb for atmosphere, not the main bus. Then automate small changes so the drums evolve with the arrangement. And always check everything against the bass line. That's the approach for a smoky warehouse drum bus in Ableton Live 12. Not polished for the sake of polish, but cohesive, pressured, and full of character. When the drum bus is working right, the bass line has room to hit harder, the breaks feel like they belong together, and the whole track starts sounding like a proper old-school jungle record. Now load up a loop, keep it simple, and make those drums breathe.